Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
You got to pull me off of the air for me to not work. But I don't know if I would have stayed awake. I don't know if I would have lost into the middle of a sentence, which is probably going to happen at some point. It takes a lot for me to take a day off, let alone three.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering joining us. Good morning, Jeff. So, Vince, what was your take on this? So, Vince was saying that it's okay to boo when it's August and the team is just dogging it and there's a lot of mistakes and clearly don't care.
I'm not one of these guys level that says fans can never boo the home team. That said...
It is April.
It is April, and they booed a guy more than they booed the team.
Yeah, it's frustrating, right? And nobody's more frustrated than Trevor McGill. He doesn't want to go out there and have a couple of clunkers, right? He wants to go out there and he wants to perform the way he has in the past, the guy had 30 saves last year. I get it. And if you're a fan, you bought the ticket, and you are entitled to act however you'd like to act. I will say, however, that there needs to be a little bit of patience. Right? I get it. You want to win every single game. And it's frustrating. You're in the middle of a losing streak. Now that losing streak is six games. You want to snap that streak. But, you know, it's frustrating. Baseball's frustrating. That's why you're a fan. Short for fanatic. We're fanatics. We're crazy. I get it.
I did lose my mind for a moment. Well, prior to that...
A moment, Vince? A moment?
In fact, I may never have had my mind, Jeff. But there was a moment when Mizrowski, late in his outing, had something that... Was it William Contreras didn't like something he saw? Did William see a slip or something that caused concern that he might be hurt? The dugout empties. The manager's out there having a check. We got the medical team. And as soon as they come out... And there's just, even for a moment...
You thought he was hurt.
Like, oh my God, this can't be.
The sky is falling.
Yes.
No way. What is that? I went back and I looked at the video too, and I'm going, there wasn't a slip. There wasn't anything.
Yeah.
So Miz got sick. He was sick. He was feeling crummy last night. And for anybody, I mean, I get that. I was there last week. I couldn't keep anything down for 24 hours and lost 10 pounds in 48 hours. So, I mean, I get it. So apparently every time he threw a curveball last night, he felt like he was going to yak. He threw the ball as well as he did last night, feeling as crummy as he did, give the guy credit. But Murph came out and we were reading lips. I'm not going to repeat what he said, but essentially Murph came out and said,
Eric and I tried to read lips and we couldn't get it. So will you just at least text me so I don't have to wait for John Boy to do it?
Yeah. I'll send you a text. And he said, all right, you're good. Go get him. I thought Miz was great last night. Miz threw the ball exceptionally well. Even under the circumstances.
Back to the Trevor McGill thing for a quick sec. What Murph alluded to, okay, you know, there'll probably be a different option moving forward, at least for now, to let McGill kind of get back under himself. But where do you go? What do you do now if you're looking for a closer?
Yeah, that's the great question too, right? I mean, it's not like Admiral Uribe has been unbelievable too. He gave up a run last night. He's given up runs in each of his last couple of appearances. One would say that he would get the first opportunity to get the ninth inning, and hopefully he's dialed in. You could see an Angel Serpa in the ninth inning. I'm not sure where they're going to go. They could just play straight matchups with who's coming to the plate in that next inning. But, I think you need to get Trevor McGill's confidence back to where it should be. So if that means coming in the fifth inning or maybe being the opener for a game, or if that means coming in the seventh, with a 3 or 4 run lead, then maybe that's what you do. But you got to get him back on track. You got to get this bullpen back to where it is. And I mean, it is, it's tax day today, right? It's April 15th. You're halfway through the month. We got a long way to go. Long way to go. Brewers played 16 games this year. 16. We got a whole season left.
I like that. What you laid out there for rehabbing McGill's psyche. Those sound like all good options and possibilities. My thing with the whole closer role, we probably talked about this before, Levo, is I've always said, if you don't have a closer, then don't have a closer. You mentioned matchups. Can't we just go either with the hot hand or somebody fans the side in the eighth. They've pitched 14 pitches. Let's bring them back out for nine if it works out.
Yeah, I mean, here you go. Here's names in a cap. And let's just throw who's available today, and we'll put names in a cap and pick who our ninth inning guy is. I think our group is so smart with Chris Hook and Jim Henderson and the rest of the bullpen guys that are out there, Charlie Green, that they trust basically everybody out there in the ninth inning with a lead. It's just a matter of going out there and executing, and they'll be fine. The Brewers will be fine. I promise you right now, on the 15th of April, they will be fine.
Mark the tape.
Ooh, I like that. I feel bad when he says that.
Speaking of being fine, so Christian Yelich, obviously we expected him to go on the IL because of the adductor or the groin or the hamstring, whatever it is. It said 10-day IL, but that seems short. Do we expect it really to be that short, or is it still a mid-May thing?
It is just the semantics of the length of the stay that you have. That's the minimum. I believe that they think that he's going to be out until mid to late May.
Okay.
I mean, it's a small tissue situation. As I talked to Murphy yesterday in the pregame interview, they may have caught a break that it's in the adductor groin area as opposed to the hamstring, because the hamstring can be a lingering thing for a long time. So if you take care of that thing right now, then hopefully it doesn't bother him for the rest of the year.
How is Murph? Is he good, Jeff? Or, I don't know. We talk to him on Tuesdays, but because we can't see him and you're not there, you can't always sense. He seemed in decent enough spirits on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Yeah.
He doesn't do the video chat like I do with you guys now.
Right. I can't even imagine asking him for that. Here, Murph, what we want you to do now is...
Right. We're not even sure if he's sitting up.
Pancake's going to send you a link, and you need to log in under this software.
That is dicey. That is dicey. I will say that he does have the technology to do it, which is good. It's not like he's sitting there with a flip phone, which I do know a few people that are still in flip phone era. But I think Murph's doing okay. He's doing okay. He's dealing with it just like everybody else is. I mean, last year you had the lines of the starting pitchers, and you have to deal with all the adversity, and you're dealing with it again with all the injuries to the offensive group, and you got a young pitching staff. He's dealing with it the best he can. He's staying positive. He trusts the guys that are in that clubhouse, and he trusts the guys that are building that roster.
Well, Eric and I are coming to Star Wars night. If we don't see you before, we'll have to make sure we catch you at the yard a week from Friday.
I'll be there, buddy. Make sure you get your robe on.
Yes.
I am thinking about it. Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering with us this morning. Thanks, my friend.